What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up? Welcome back to 26 Degrees Podcast, your Miami Hurricanes football barbershop talk. Here to do a not so instant reaction. We want to start doing these, but midnight, you know what I'm saying, in your 40s, it's a different ball game, boy. I was fading in that fourth quarter, but I was giving it all I could, especially because it wasn't no excitement at that point. We already kicking ass, but I was like, bro, I was going to try to, I was like, nah. Man, and you know, yesterday I got married too, so I was like, man, I gotta get to bed. I can't stretch it out no further. Appreciate you. So I was like, yeah, gotta get to bed. But in the future, for the other games, we would like to do some real quick instant reactions. So here we are, not so instant this time, but these will come out a little quicker in the future. So kind of with no further ado, man, we got D Rob here, we got X here. We're just gonna kind of get into what we saw last night. Obviously,
and I had to. Halftime, I had to pull me another two shots. I'm like, bro, this.
Yeah, I was close to pouring up that coffee. I was like, let's try to fight it a little bit longer. Fourth quarter is when I was like, man, this shit over. I told her, I said, man, go take your shot, man. Just go ahead. And she like watched the whole game. I was like, it's over. Go ahead, man. I'm tired. We gotta get to bed. You know, because the game ended a little after midnight.
It was like 12:40.
It was getting up there too late. I know I started fading. yeah, I mean, convincing victory, obviously. Went out there and really just was made it look easy in a lot of respects. So we're going to just kind of break this thing down, man, in a kind of a good, bad, ugly type situation. So went out of town. Pull up in Palo Alto, got the dub. So good. I will start real quick. Good. And I won't go too long, so I won't tell all the points. Give y'all boys a chance to make a point too far. I go to ribbon and ruin. I'm going to just go good, Mensa. Just a chance to, you know, get out there. It really looked like playground football out there. It honestly did. He just kind of looked super duper comfortable. Stayed clean and was able to just distribute the ball all over the place, past 400 yards, 5 touchdowns, and that's getting yanked. And that's not even yanked in the fourth. It just looks super promising, man. What y'all thoughts on just Miss's debut?
Man, it was beautiful. Listen, the first play when he threw the ball to Mally, from that moment on, I say, man, they finna kill these people, man. Cause it looked like you say, man, like he out here in the backyard playing, man. It just looked like it's just easy. He was every bit of advertised, you know. Me and you, we wanted Mensa. We talking about Mensa for almost 2 years, you know what I'm saying? So
for sure,
finally got him. All the talk was, okay, he gonna come in and. He got his homeboy, Barkay, and, you know, I kept telling people, I said, well, you know, Mensa didn't come to Miami just to throw the ball to Barkay. He could have stayed at Duke for that. Right. He came to Miami to throw that ball to Mally, and you seen the connection off top, like off top of the game as soon as it started. You seen that connection. He had command of the whole field where it just was so easy for him. Just Mally. Yeah, no, Mensa
was sharp, man. Which thing, D-Rock?
Sharp, man.
Yeah, man. Like I was highly impressed, man, with how Mensa like throwing a high hit on the deep ball, on the short passes, on the out routes. Like I was impressed. I would say for me, it definitely was more impressive than Beck. But he's up there with Cam. Cam was very impressive his first year when against Florida. But I think Mensa, like I expected him to be good, but man, he was damn good. He didn't throw no balls in harm's way. It wasn't even oh man, that almost got picked off. It wasn't nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I was very impressed with Mensa, man. It was really good. It was really good.
Rob, I posted that question on Twitter about which Kane quarterback had the most impressive first game out, and it was Cam versus the Gators at Swamp, mm-hmm. Beck versus Notre Dame at home, or Mensa versus Stanford on the road. So far, most of everybody going for Cam, yeah. Which was damn impressive against the Gators. He had them people walking out the stadium in third quarter.
Yeah.
Beck,
I got to go Beck, Cam too.
Yeah. I'm gonna ride with Cam. But the one thing that almost made me want to go with Beck was the fact that he played Notre Dame. Notre Dame was number three, I think. They was number three coming.
I believe
season.
So, yeah.
And it was home, yeah. And it was raining, and it was just like before that game started. In my head, I was like, "Man, Beck gonna fuck something up," and you know what I'm saying, it's gonna be a rough game.
He tried a couple times in that game.
He tried,
because even that CJ Daniels touchdown, I'm in the stadium.
Yeah, that was,
and I'm going no, and then it was that wasn't a great pass. There was a lot of traffic. CJ had to pull a miracle off to grab that football. So I was like, yeah, he had a couple of turnover opportunities. But you're right, it still is impressive, all things considered. Game one, he hadn't been with us that whole time, too, you know, a late start. It's up there. It's definitely up there. It was a great debut. But, like, Cam going to the Swamp.
Yeah. It's nothing more beautiful than going to the Swamp.
The Fat Mount Kings, you know what I'm saying? Like, Swamp. Oh my God!
Oh man, it's rough to play here. It's tough. This one of the toughest.
It's stadiums. Hot. Remember they told us it was hot.
It's gonna be hot. What's the little dumbass song they play?
Won't back down.
Yeah, they go
back down.
Yeah, was back in day. y'all was down and out. Third quarter.
We was on 50 Cent. Young bull don't back down. You know what I'm saying? We don't back down. Y'all play the Tom Petty version. We play the hood version. We don't back down either. Smoke them boys at their own house, man.
And then the Mensa one, man, he was what, 27-30?
Yeah, he was just surgical.
One of us said something like he was going to be, I think that was you, Larion. You said he was going to be like.
I said like 20 for 23 or 24, something
like
that.
Yeah. He said something like that. And I was like, damn, well, he do that. That's like he almost perfect. I didn't think
he was going to throw as much as he did. But, you know, that kind of was part of what they did well on their side defensively. What's another point y'all got like for the good?
I'm gonna say. Go ahead.
So the good was how the passing game, how Mensa and the receiving core were able to blend together like immediately. Everything, like him, Barkay, him, Upshaw, him. Josh Moore and then Maddie, everything looks like they've been working together for far than 4 months. Like, it looked like they've been together for some years, you know what I'm saying? It didn't look like receivers was running bad routes, the quarterback overthrew. Like, I think that one when he overthrew Barkay, I think if Barkay runs and he runs towards the sideline, I mean, a lot more than inside, then he probably catches it. But that was the really good thing about it. How they blended together, the receivers and the quarterback. That was very impressive. Like,
yeah, it did look well. The passing game looked like a well-oiled machine already. It looked like you said, like they've been at it for a long time. What's another good you got there, D-Rob?
I'm gonna say, man, that D line, man, Armando Blunt. Like they didn't get the sacks that I was assuming, but boy, they forced like 8 holding calls, dog. Like them boys was getting at they was getting after it.
Yeah,
they
put that in the good. The ACC close. Refs called holding. We'll throw that in the good.
yeah.
You'll never get
because,
that,
man. Them boys was getting after it, man. Like if I assume if they didn't hold, I think. Out of those 8 holding calls, I think we probably would have got at least 5 sacks, probably. I'll say 5. I'm not going to say the full 8, but I'm going to say at least 5. And I think Blunt would have had at least 2. I know Moten would have had one. Lightfoot would have had. Man, they was getting after it, man. I that's what I was impressed with. They was
especially that speed package, the speed rush package, where they were kicking Blunt inside where he did get the sack, and then you got Lightfoot on the outside, Wilson on the outside. And then Moten. I think they kept Moten inside on most of those packages too.
Yeah, they kept him inside.
Blunt good in the inside, man. I think he stood real tall. I think X, you said it in the chat actually during the game. He did have a great game. I think Armando Blunt kind of stamped why he's locked down that position. Whereas I think it was kind of some question where it was like we kind of automatically thought Wilson was gonna lock down one, and the other question might be who's gonna lock down the other side, when it kind of became I think Armando got his side locked, and then it's more of a toss up between Wilson and Lightfoot on who's gonna quote unquote start over there. They that excellent point, man. I think Armando Blunt had a great coming out party, kind of welcome to the nation for those who are unfamiliar with him, you know. And think about too, again, you know, we kind of emphasize it on here. He's what, 19?
Yeah, just turned 19.
Yeah, just turned 19 years old. You know what I mean? Like, hell, he just a little bit older than Mally. So the best is yet to come for that dude, man. Like, you know, if he plays at least one more year for us, which hell he gotta be, because you gotta be 20 by the time the draft hit. You know, his ceiling, I don't think he's come close to reaching his ceiling. I think he just really scratching the surface of what he's gonna be. So that was another good. And then, you know, obviously, Malachi. I mean, we all shortchanged him, but I think that's because we all thought it was gonna be a little bit more of a running game.
Yeah.
And then he comes out the gate, and I was like, yo, he got 75 already. I was like, oh shit,
bro. He had the whole. It was him the whole drive,
the whole time. Three catches, 75
yards.
Yeah,
right. That was right out the gate, man. Hey, let's just like, give it up, man. We got him, bro. Jeremiah is an amazing talent. He's physically gifted, and he's a great wide receiver. It's just a difference because their bodies are so different too. So mechanics-wise, they're just going to operate at a different place. And I think, respectively, if you're looking outside, I think you could give Jeremiah that, no question. But I think if you're looking inside, it's no question that it's Malachi. And Malachi's so good that I think he kind of almost throws out the question of the fact that he plays mostly out of the slot. I think that's how good a player he is. And, man, he came and put it on the show last night.
And I think for the most part is when you know, the eye test, when you look at Jeremiah, you say, well, I kind of expect him to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then when you're looking at Matt, you're like, okay, well, he's not as physically, I mean, he's not 6'4".
He's not that.
I'm not gonna say he's not 4.3 speed, but it don't look like it. You know what I'm saying? But he's fast because
he can play fast, right?
Yeah, and he's not gonna do the 50-50 jump balls and this and that. But
he got
man,
to
his route running, man, and the way he gets open, he makes it so easy for the quarterback to just throw it.
See, it ain't gonna be no 50-50s with Mally. It's gonna be separation. I mean, he just was cooking, dude. Like, I was just like, my God, look at it. Just the subtle head movements, the way that he could just change direction, the bend. Yeah. It's elite. All of that stuff is at the top of the game. Like, you're not going to.
I feel bad for number four, man. Number four, when Matty made the man spin around, like, God damn,
man. Those two boys bumped into each other in the end zone. Oh, my God.
You see, he tried to punch Mally on that one route. Yeah.
Oh, He tried to punch the ball out.
Oh, punch the ball out. Yeah, swing on him. Oh, yeah. Man, yeah. I know you're talking about. I remember that play now. Yeah. Oh, man. I think
Mally was playing around with him at that point.
Yeah. He was having too much fun. He celebrated big time. Yeah. People talking about, oh, he's doing the Heisman against Stanford and then that. Hey, listen, have fun. That's something that I think. You know, Mario, he brought it up after the SMU loss. Let's not even start out with being too stiff and rigid. It's still a game. It's still something you can have fun with. Man, go out there and have a good time. Y'all go out there and cut up, knack up. You know, that's the old Canes that people are always kind of looking for. The swagger and the bravado, that it don't matter the opponent. we out here showing out, we having fun, and we're gonna let y'all know we showing our ass. So I think that that energy, let's rock, let's run. Let's go out here, show out, show off, and get the W and get on out of here. All right. So
but you know what? I don't want to hear about that. Oh, you know, he was doing all against Stanford. I tell you what, week one, if your best wide receiver don't do it against the G5 or whoever y'all play, I don't want to hear shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't entertaining. Cause we were blowing up. Man, I don't want to hear that. He did against a power P4 school, regardless. Right. You know what I'm saying? So against your G5 school, who you finna play, your wide receiver better have 10 catches for however many hundred yards. Cause if he don't, then I don't want to hear it.
Right. And then them other folks out of Leon, like, brother, y'all, not now. Sit down, little bro. It ain't your turn. Just check. Go sit down, little bro.
Ain't your turn.
We saw y'all game, man. Cut the shit. All right. So let's look at the bad, man. I'll call bad. I would say the running game overall. I think we didn't get the run established like we wanted to. I do think Stanford did a lot to sell out against the run, which ended up hurting them really bad. Like, but it's funny, they never adjusted though. I was like, y'all ain't gonna do nothing to just like adjust to us cutting y'all ass through the air, but they never did. And when I say the run game, I'm really more or less, I think the offensive line's got to find its best five and get that cohesion there. Because I didn't feel like I saw the push and the holes open up yet. Not something I'm concerned about because it's super early and these guys are gel. But yeah, that was just something I thought that wasn't like I categorize it as bad.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm about to say I would tend to agree with that line. I hate to say it, SJ, it wasn't his best showing to be the starter. I will say Buchanan was actually really good when he got his time. He was actually pretty good pushing around the tackles. Pancake held it down. Like, yep. Pancake did his thing. McCoy, he was okay. I think he had like one or two little mishaps, but it wasn't nothing serious. And Cantwell, I mean, surprisingly, like, he was good. I don't think we had no false starts. The whole game. Which is actually really good, because I would expect with having a new offensive line with basically five new starters, you know, that would have been that. Shout out Ryan Rodriguez. I will say he individually, they mostly did a good job individually, but as a group, I think they need a little bit more time together but I did realize they was rotating a lot. The guard positions, they definitely like you'll see Cantwell, Buchanan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You saw Cogni, you saw SJ. So I think once they actually get the five that they want, then I think that we'll be okay. But, I mean, Stanford was putting what, eight in the box, man, and they was just, like, run blitzing, like, every time. Like, so it just – they focus was to stop the run. You know, that's what it was.
No doubt.
Yeah, I agree the run. The run game wasn't there. We didn't get to the second level, which allowed 35 to make all the goddamn tackles easily. But the one thing I know they really trying to get the nucleus of the five that gels the most. Right. So, you know, this game, first game of the season, they try. To see what's going on. Don't look like it works. Then, you know, you see they kept rotating like Rob was saying. They'll figure it out, because now we got another practice game on Thursday. They'll figure it out which offensive linemen's work. And then, like, one thing I noticed too was, like, Mensa had a damn near perfect game, but the one thing he didn't do good was check out of the run when it's seven niggas in the line of scrimmage. You got to be able to check out that run. You know what I'm saying? You got to be safe. All right. Dawson definitely gives you the opportunity to audible and check out. So that's one thing I would like to see him do a lot more. Check out that run play and then say, we either throw a screen or we're going to, you know, do a call a pass play. So I agree with y'all with the bad. That's, and it's not bad where we're fucked. It's just bad where you know it can be fixed.
Yeah, it's just something that just needed improvement. And I totally anticipate it. I think it's gonna get there as game one. Like you said, we got another practice game coming up, another good little tune up, just to get things just figured out. And that's why I think, to your point, D-Rob, there was so much rotation where they knew they was playing around. Like, it was like, all right, try this. Let's see this. Let's see what this look like. All right, now let's try this one. If it was a real concern, I think they would have just picked their five at least for the game and just be like, all right, this is the five. Y'all get it together. We'll figure this out. I think SJ at times just didn't – he just didn't play really well and looked out of place, and I think things got better without him. I get what he is bringing, but it's just like, honestly, I don't get it in this sense because I know he never played center, but we brought him in basically to play center. So I'm like, bro, you got to go get with a specialist or something. Because if he's a center, he's elite. And I think he could be one of the best centers in the country. But at guard, I think he could be good, not necessarily great. And so that's something that's just, they got to figure it out. They got to tweak it and figure it out. Otherwise, bad. I really don't have another bad. Anything else y'all can think of? I didn't really see. There was nothing that. What you got, one, Rob? Go ahead.
I'm gonna be honest. The secondary, right? I think we was playing. I think they let them do a little too much, man. Like, DeMar was getting, he was getting cooked. I hate to say, he was getting cooked, bro. He was getting cooked. Like,
who was
going at him? Damari. Damari was getting cooked.
Brown. Yeah.
That number two, Caden High or whatever his name was cooking him. He was getting cooked. I will say the safeties was okay. Thornton was out of place a few times, especially early on. If it wasn't for, like, on that first drive when old boy dropped that pass, like, that was going for a first down and probably a little bit more. Thornton was kind of a little late coming out of his break. So I think he's still working that position. But I will say I was impressed with O'Connor. O'Connor, he held it down, man. Once Frederick went out, O'Connor held it down. I mean, Lucas is okay. Lucas is okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, he almost had a pass interference. Yeah. But I think O'Connor probably was the best cornerback yesterday, but it just didn't. It seemed like they was giving up a little too much for my liking. It was a little bit too much.
I ain't mad at that. And anything else for the bad, X?
Nah, I was just waiting to jump into the ugly.
Here go the ugly, right? Which is a victory, so it's not going to be very ugly. I'll let you go first. What you got, ugly?
Oh, man, the linebackers and pass coverage. This is ugly.
Okay.
Well, Chase Smith and Torrey, it was ugly. It was real.
right. I agree. I think it looked better when pass wise when we had Pruitt out there.
When Pruitt, Wiley, and Bonner was out there, they looked like they knew what they were doing. They looked like they know how to get in their drops, get to the right spot. You start seeing, now they got to throw the ball on the outside. They can't throw the ball on the inside because the linebackers where they supposed to be. But when Chase and Torrey was in there, man, I was like, my God.
I was not expecting. I was about to say the same thing. It was ugly. I did not expect them to look like that. I thought it was going to be a little better. They've been raving about Chase Smith and all that. It didn't look good. It didn't look good.
That's a good point.
88 was cooking their ass under that Blackburn, or whatever his name is, Benji Blackburn, that tight end. Man, he was cooking them, bro.
He
went to Columbus.
I'm like, man, we had a spot for you. They just got in a little too late. Portal be open next year. Just food for thought. Yeah. We still give you a little help in the tight end room. Come on home for that last year, man. Come on the tight end.
So,
All right. Valid. I think those are both valid. And I would say for me, ugly, Frederick getting hurt again. We heard all of the he bulking up and You know, he looks fantastic. And he go out there. And I watched the play. And I was like, damn, bro, you really gave your body up on that play. And sure as shit, he got up lame. And I'm like, are you kidding? This is a guy that, bro, that these NFL mock guys are dying to put this man in the first round of the NFL draft. Dying. Yeah. They keep trying. But what's going to kill him? You got to stay healthy. It's just like, bro, what are we doing? What's going on? Stanford guys dropping like flies. That was ugly for their side. Jesus. Bro, y'all need to figure out what's going on with your strength and conditioning, your nutrition. These guys was already banged the hell up before the game, and then they dropping like flies in the game. I'm like, good God. Like, yo, figure it out. Something going wrong over there. Y'all need to use some elastic bands or something instead. I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, just that thing for Frederick, man. I don't know how bad that injury is. But, again, I say ugly because he is our best corner. But your best ability is your availability. And I want to see him win. We can win without him, but I want to see him win. And so, yeah, that was ugly to me to see him go down yet again, first game of the season. Did y'all hear anything about that?
They posted
an MRI done there, but they're going to wait till he get back to Miami to do the other MRI. They hoping it's not a fracture or a torn ligament.
They think it's a separate, like it might be a small separation, but nothing like crazy. If it's a small separation, he'll probably miss two games. He'll probably miss two games or so.
Yeah, I got the call that he's definitely going to miss some games. So,
he got up and it was like dangling, right? And I was like, damn, it looked like he said, because the way he went out, the way he tackled, I was like, damn, it looked like he wrecked his shoulder on that play. And yeah, you know, he got up and he was it was just like hanging there at that point. So, you know, again, technique, take care of your body. Did all the stuff to take care of your body. You know, just you hate it for him.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, and I hope to see it. That's why it was ugly to me. It's just I want to see him go out there and be able to, you know, put on your best game. And in order to do that, he got to be out there on the field. So speedy recovery to him. And if that's it, man, no further ado. I think we good, right?
Yeah, we good. Like, we all kind of got close to the stove.
yeah, came pretty close.
I told y'all that the people ain't scoring no touchdown on us, man.
They got close. They sniffed it.
They got close, though. Yeah. They got close, but.
Oh, yeah. You know, I got something I forgot. J.J. Dunnigan. Quick sample size.
It's going to be about
I will
kid a missile. Kid's a missile. Hey. I like his downhill speed. He looked nice out there.
Bro, I'm going to tell you, when one of them plays, I was like, who the fuck is 25? Like, yeah. I didn't know what his number was. I was like, who the fuck is 25? And then when I seen who it was, I was like, oh, boy, somebody about to get some reps took, boy, because of,
he looks tall, like he got some range, got wingspan, like he looks like a creative player out there in that secondary, like, and then you just watch him in action, and I was like, okay, I see it. You know, obviously a freshman, got a lot to figure out. He was playing against the late in the game. They starters out there. They still was trying to pull something off, but
he ain't scared to hit you, boy, because he coming to hit you.
Yeah, he coming to bring all the ruckus. He for it. So, anyways,
I was right about Cedric Irvin, though. I told you, I said. He probably gonna play a little expired. I think he broke the little long run, like little 22-yard run. I said, I told y'all. I said,
he I said 12.
He's gonna be a little expired.
He got 10 more than I said. I said, yeah. He might break off a little 12, y'all. But all right, man. Well, that's our not so instant reaction. We'll be back with you guys very soon. We'll have maybe a little more in depth. We'll look at that game, look at the numbers a little bit more. And look forward to FAMU. I mean, as you can. So another odd night. They got us all messed up for our early recording schedule because of this weird schedule. It's a Thursday night game. So we'll get it together. We'll be back. Appreciate y'all pulling up. Peace.
Peace, peace, peace.
Peace.
We gonna let the band deal with this. We'll be right back.
It's 26 degrees.